Please hold while I try to locate the person you're calling.
Hey, buddy.
Brother man, how are you?
I'm all right. Just another day in paradise. You?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I saw your epic rant last night. Epic.
Well,
wow.
I
was worried you're going to blow a valve.
It's so weird, Ab. I wanted to be able to have a video that people could share with non-believers, right? Friends,
yeah.
Whatever. And I wanted it to be something to where I came across like a normal human being and calm. But the more I started talking about it, it just kind of like took me over and I got emotional. I was just, cause it just.
Yeah.
It
was real, man. It was real. You're so real, man.
Well, let's hope somebody if one person sees it out there and it just makes them think. I mean, with those three videos, if someone did invest an hour and 44 minutes, how could you not come around?
I wasn't sure what the video content was because I saw an hour and 44. I thought, what the, did he go on for an hour and 44? What happened there? I was worried, but luckily I'd seen most of those videos already and posted them on FakoTube.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's the good stuff, you know. I mean, presentations of all of them, like that one, the first one, it's like that was powerful when I first saw that. And then, of course, the amazing Polly, who you know,
she's
was the final
amazing
chapter. That was just. And the middle one on vaccines, I would hope that would make people think twice.
Oh, I know. Everyone just wants to have their lives back, you see. So they're willing to do anything at this point. But we both know there are no lives coming back. You're going to do what you're told. You're going to do whatever job they assign to you for the future commune. So. Nothing is going back to normal. They tell you that. They've been conditioning us now for about a month, saying the vaccines are just part of it now. It's no panacea, so just don't. Of course, no one's listening to that message. They all think they get their jabs, and it's back to square one. It's not. I still, everything I said back in March, I stand by. And that is, this is to integrate the United States into the New World Order, where other countries are, for the most part, already into it. They don't even know they're in it. Canada, maybe most people know they're in it, but our prime minister, our prime actor, he's pretty much said it in so many words. Exactly. He hasn't minced one word.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're soaking in it. We're deep in it. We did. There's two things that fundamentally I'm opposed to. Number one, forced medical intervention of any kind on any person. That's
right.
The number one thing that I think is disgusting, illegal. Everyone should be against.
Yep.
The number two thing is, if we are in some kind of representative democracy where we get to vote, we should get to vote on just about every single thing they want to do. Now, nobody, and I mean nobody, votes for any of the things in the Great Reset. No one has been given the plan. It's never been given to us where we can chew on it for any length of time. No party has ever officially represented this plan. So therefore, that should also be illegal. That should also be, everyone should be against that. Now, if they present both those things to the people and they decide to vote for it, then we are at the whim of the majority, and then we're in big trouble. I still think that most people, I would say at least half the people would vote for the Great Reset. I think there's enough people that have not got the American dream. Therefore, they would be willing to take a gamble on whatever else there is. Now, they're definitely not going to like whatever else there is, but maybe they will. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you give way too much credit to the powers that be giving a shit about what you or anybody thinks from a representative standpoint. This isn't about this. This is about a bunch of evil Babylonian bastards that go way back who have just gotten everything in place to where finally they can make their move. And just, you know, there's just nothing about this that isn't evil. You know, they want us gone, dude. I mean, most of us.
They have enough in place to make their move.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the things,
And I think that, you know, they have just promised so many people like Trudeau and other people, you know, I'm seeing like John Kerry now reemerge.
Oh my God, that demon. He was just waiting.
Yeah.
He's like a cockroach. He just hid for a few years.
Well, yeah, he hid for a few years and now it's about all the climate change and it's the same narrative. So it's these people have been promised, as Owen Benjamin is fond of saying, they're lollipops and fancy pants, you know, to be part of the in club. And that's why they're doing the bidding of the World Economic Forum. And, you know, same with all of these corporations. I mean, shit, it's just, it's not going back to normal, folks.
Well, especially if you believe, like so many people believe, that the old system, the financial system, was completely had run its course, broken, not working. That's also possible. You know, you can only print the money so long before you got to reset everything. Your computer only works so long before the only thing that works is the reset button. Now, that's what they're doing with society. That's true, isn't it? Right? Because the software just keeps hiding itself and correcting itself until it runs out of subroutines to replace the not working subroutine. I used to program a bit, and I used to program errors. So when an error happened, it would identify the error, and it would do something to correct it. Now, when that didn't work, it would just go down the list. When it ran out of errors to check for, then it really gave the computer program a hard time. Then the computer program was at the end of the line. It didn't really know what to do. And then it basically just said, the end. And that's sort of the way society has moved to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now what's interesting is, are you seeing all of these people in the chats and stuff talking about the significance of December 21st and what's going to happen there, and that date's when there's going to be the three planets that align for the first time in 26,000 years and all of that
I never hold much of that.
I don't either, but it's amazing how prevalent it is. And so I put on my ab hat, I know Tim is the one who coined the auto hoax, but, you know, it's just, I see that stuff and it's pretty heavy even in the Uncle Odd chat and certainly in John Kirby's. And it's just like, I tried watching a couple of those videos. I'm just like, yeah, no, there's no magic box that's going to open up and there'd be a frequency that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you
know. Not going away.
But, all right, give me the daughter update.
Well, I don't really have any news right now. We're just dealing like everyone else with the lame medical system. Should I say the hobbled medical system? Because the medical system has been so hobbled so as to make people not want to use the medical system or to make it very difficult to access the medical system. Let's put it that way. baseball. That's so personally, we just found out she's supposed to be at a certain diabetes clinic today. They didn't call us. They just said, you got to be here in 2 hours. So,
oh, my gosh.
We live in the age of communication. No, she's not. There's nothing wrong with her physically. It's just that nobody told us. So it just made us change our whole day around.
Is she out of the hospital, though?
Yeah, oh, sorry, yeah. She got out on Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think that was in anticipation of a lockdown that Toronto and the neighboring jurisdiction was hit with on Monday. I think maybe the nurses thought that they would have to do some stricter lockdowns. So they thought it was best to get her out. There was no real explanation, let's put it that way.
I see.
Her sugar levels are still way too high. So now she's going to go to a clinic today with them. The clinic is a diabetes specialist clinic. That's all they do.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So thank you for your best. She did like the video. She actually watched it a couple of days ago. She thought it was great.
Oh, good.
She loves magic, she tells me.
Excellent.
Does
she know how I do it?
No, she doesn't, and she know that, I don't know if I told you that, but Marcus, literally an hour after you sent it to me, he sent me, because I put in my post, I don't know how you did it, and I was watching very closely, and I couldn't see. Now, I think sometimes your brain doesn't want to see, even if you made a slip up, I don't think I would have noticed it. But anyway, Marcus sent a video that explained how to do that trick.
Oh, that's nice.
I didn't watch the video because I've said before
that's such a Marcus move.
I know.
He's got to shift everything back to I'm smarter than everyone. And
I know.
He's the five that I've learned in my life that there are 5% of the people out there, 5%, and I've done magic my whole life.
Yeah.
And by the way, I was rusty on that one because that's the first time I did it in years and years.
Did you do it perfectly? Because I couldn't tell if you made any mistakes.
I didn't do it as well as I normally do. But it's also much harder when you have to be mindful of staying in frame. That's what made it harder. I had to be mindful. I didn't want to take my hands outside of frame. Like usually when I stretch the long rope, I stretch my arms all the way out, and it's visually pretty amazing. And, but I couldn't do that because then if I'm out of frame, you know, people like Marcus would say, oh, it's easy. When he went out of frame, he grabbed another rope or something stupid like that. But there's 5% of the people out there. I call them the grabbers, and Marcus is a grabber, to where they can't enjoy a magic trick. And they can't let others enjoy the magic trick. So during the middle of a magic trick, they are very prone to, if you have cards on the table or anything, even before you're done, they are so prone to wanting to grab and prove and turn over the card and show people how it's done. Because by gosh, nobody is going to get one over on them. And there's people that just take somebody doing a freaking magic trick as almost a personal affront, like you're trying to get one over on him, and they're not going to allow it. So I put Marcus in that category. The fact that he sent you how it's done is a douchebag move. So there you go, Marcus, if you're listening in. That was a douchebag move. But you're smarter than everyone else, so there you go.
His only argument was we are exposing deceivers, and magic is a deception. So... that's the only
magic is a form of entertainment, you dumbass. I mean, Jesus Christ! If you're gonna die on that hill, Marcus, I'm talking to you. When somebody from their heart is doing a magic trick because he was a magician growing up through college, if somebody is doing a magic trick for somebody who's sick in the hospital, and you think that is deception that needs to be exposed, fuck you. You just never cease to amaze me. I don't know why you get under my skin so much, but you do. And it's because of this kind of shit. It's because, you know.
I should have probably kept my mouth shut and not told you, but Sorry.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, but it pisses me off. It's like, Jesus Christ, Marcus, you don't have to, you know, I don't know where your ego is that you think that you have to, you cannot let anything be entertainment or let anything be just pure in its own form. You have to deconstruct it to the level that it just, it makes you look smart in your own mind and makes other people look like they can't get one over on you. And I think that's one of your blind spots, Marcus. And I'll say it to you on a call. It really, I think you should think twice about that. That was a shit move, Marcus. I mean.
Well, she didn't see the video that, explained it. I just mentioned that because, anyway, I didn't look at it either. And when it comes to magic, I don't actually like to know how it's done anyway. I'm happy to be fooled, but not in real life.
You're part of the 95%ers who can authentically enjoy a magic trick and not be in the mental position to say, A, I know how it's done, or B,
yeah,
I'm going to figure out how it's done and expose it, or C, be the Marcus Grabber of the group and ruin it for everyone, ruin the joy of it by, you know, sending a video out, which is saying one thing and one thing only, which is my penis is small and I need to prove to everyone it's not. Here's how it's done. That's my impression. So shit move, Marcus. And I'm not even going to say I'm disappointed because, you know, when you told me that immediately, my mind went to, of course, he's a grabber.
I'm sorry I brought it up, but not that sorry. But I didn't want it to consume the call. But she liked it. It was well done. Very, very appreciated. And I think she's on the road to recovery, and that's good.
Good.
While the world goes to hell.
Will you guys do up Thanksgiving? Will you have a nice turkey? And
well, we had ours in October, but we did it on our own anyway because, as you know, nobody that I know would come anyhow.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
We always do it on our own anyway. So we'll have a Christmas turkey as well. But the year is basically over in Toronto because we're under lockdown till they said 28 days starting Monday.
Are you shitting me?
So
ridiculous.
Toronto and the big city to the west where I work is under lockdown, which means only the big boys are open, essential, blah, 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 whatever you want to call it. No, I don't even want to go through the regulations because they're too stupid or annoying or unfair or unequal. So that means the year is over for most businesses that are not essential. Our year ended, basically, because they said 28 days. I saw something in England where they said March. I think they just kind of are in.
Sorry about that. That was on me.
No problem. Anyway, we were under lockdown till the end of the year. I heard England is going to go back to the color-coded system. I don't know if you guys are doing the color code, green, yellow, orange, red.
In California, they are.
I think they went to colors because nobody knows the numbers, so they went to colors. We all associate red with dead. And so we're in lockdown. And
how crazy is this, Ab? I mean, when you're at the level that we are of knowing the truth, just how fucking crazy is this? It's just, at what point in time do even the meekest of us stand up and say, no? No. No.
Well, there's a barbecue shop in Toronto that he just said that. And I went through his Instagram where he posted the video, and I'm sorry to say that the comments, whether they're real people or a troll army, I think the military trolls the hell out of comments. So I'm not I'm not too worried about whether they're real people or not, but just mm-hmm. always remember that the troll armies have been working ever since their so-called feedback. Even the letters yeah. to the editor are written by the junior reporter. They're not real people for the most
right,
part.
Right.
So as long right. as you understand that these influencers have always been working, then you shouldn't get too upset about the comments. But the troll yeah. army is beating up on the guy saying, well, you can open, but I ain't coming, unfortunately. So that's how society is shaped by the people with all the money. They'll shape it any which way they want.
Well, this is so dark and nefarious, it's just not even funny anymore. You know, I mean, it's not even sport. It's what pisses me off is that I know that it's just real. I mean, this is just not kind of like sci-fi, oh, what if? I mean, this shit's just happening in our life right now. And it's like a bad movie, and it's a real bad movie. And it just is almost shocking to contemplate. You know, just think back a year ago. What were you doing a year ago? How normal was your life a year ago? What were all the problems that you worried about a year ago? You know? And now this week, you know, at least in America, you have families that aren't getting together because of a lie. And it's just like...
How's travel been in the U.S.? Is travel going to be dead, do you figure? Air travel, at least?
No, I don't think so. I read somewhere that it was going to be... That, you know, people aren't going to that extreme.
Well, you guys are the canary in the coal mine. If the canary in the United States dies, then that's game over for the world. If you guys,
well, I'm pretty much thinking. See, here's the thing. This is where I go back and forth. I just think that tolerance is very high. Okay. And I think there is a certain segment of the population that there is no level of intolerance in them. But I think there is a fair percentage, and is it more than 10%? I don't know. But I think there's a fair percentage that when they finally push us, it's like we are very, very nice until we're not.
Uh-huh.
And that is the point to where I think that these Druid Babylonian bastards know that there is that potentiality in the U.S. And once that is triggered, once people go to the place to where they're like, instead of thinking that bearing arms or whatever would be illegal, they pivot and they say, no, we're protecting our families and our life. Once you get to that point to where people storm Governor Newsom's mansion, just storm the fuck out of it and take him hostage and, you know, bring public hangings back. I don't know. But once it gets to that point, man, I don't think you put that toothpaste back in the tube. It's just going to be on. And I think that there's probably a percentage of the military that would probably, you know, pivot in we the people's direction. So there you go. But then what happens then? Then you have the Civil War, and that's probably in the Druid Babylonian bastards' plans too. So I don't know. It's confusing, man. It's confusing.
I really don't know. And then I don't know where America or different states. I don't like to ever say America because there's lots of different states that are all
independent.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's
and they're not the same.
It's the middle
and they're not
content.
The same. Yeah. What about this Trump story? What is happening? Very confusing. Is he whimpering out on us? Is that what's happening? He's just whimpering away?
Well, I don't know if, you know, I really appreciate and enjoy Vox Today's blog. And he's kind of the place that I go to for the real information, you know, what's happening. He's usually right over the target. And he absolutely is still submitting that this is Trump and almost the, you know, he's not a Q-ite, but almost that Q that he's still playing his 5D chess and that this is just, wait. He's reeling them in and then he's going to lay the hammer down. Now, I'm suspicious with that because, you know, lock her up. What happened after he got elected? But then these people that think about his 5D chessness say, no. You know, he had this all planned. So I don't know. I hate the hopium.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Sidney Powell, I thought, was a rising star, and now she's just been cut away. So I'm confused on that level as well.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all confusing. Now, if indeed he is just one of the actors, you just have to clap your hands and applaud and say, he's been a very good one.
Yeah, you did a good job. Yeah, you did your 4 years.
Yeah, your reality television show was just high ratings. Good job. You know, now you're fired.
It was every day. It was every day. Top of the charts, man. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was an amazing show. He got nothing done, really, that I can see, but he got a lot of people riled up.
Yeah, he got plenty done. I mean, they passed $6 trillion worth of, you know, pork.
Yeah, and to me, that's the Achilles heel of this whole operation. Who is going to say no to $6 trillion or their share of it? How can you say no to that? Hold on. Can you hold on one sec, Mr. Ron?
You bet.
Do something here.
I will call you in time for 10 o'clock. Not by 9 o'clock. Can I pick up?
Hey. Thank you.
Monkey cat.
Monkey, I'm a monkey.
Hey, Ed, I need to scoot.
Did you need your name, right?
Yeah, it's good. Thank you. Sorry, I'm back. Hello?
Okay, I was just going to tell you, I just saw an email. I got to respond to one of my clients.
Okay, but just real quick.
Yeah.
If the $6 trillion thing, whatever the trillion, we heard 10 or 20 trillion, that's the thing that I don't see how people can, any governor can withstand that pressure of not tasting the elixir. I just don't see how they can do it. And if they have 51 or 50.1% of the people that believe in this and they're going to get paid to do so, how do you stop that? How?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the main thing. If there was no money attached, it would be different. And all these people can be Santa Claus with the money. That's the other thing. They'll all be Santa. They'll solve everyone's problems with a fire hose worth of money.
Yeah, it's
that's the checkmate. I just don't see a way around it. So you're going to have to do a million things, give up all your private property and go into this socialist dictatorship. But I think a whole generation will go for it, and the next generation will definitely pay for it in so many ways. What do you think?
Just to make a statement, look, I've worked very, very hard my whole life. I've made a lot of money. I went bankrupt, as you know, and I've fought my way back, clawed my way back in this round two, you know. I'm fairly close to paying off my house.
Right.
And, you know, I will, could have easily paid off my house in lives past. I never did. So this is a big deal to me and my wife that, you know, we're really close. So you're telling me that I'm going to have to give my property up, my house up to the fucking, you know, to your illusions of being Santa? Fuck that.
I know. I don't even know the I don't even know the trick they're going to use. You might be on, and you might be on the good side of debt where you don't have it. But most people, you see the lineup for the food bank, whether you believe those to be true. You see the lineup for the COVID test, whether you believe those to be true. There's a lot of people that are not in your situation. And that is the tricky part. How do they deal with people like you that have a little bit of money? Are they just going to come along and say, well, your property tax is $20,000 a month now? Because we owe all this money? Because if you don't pay that, you're out. Then they just sell your
house. And then you think, okay, what if I go and I just convert everything to cash and then they switch everything to a digital currency? So then what if you say, okay, I'm going to be smart right now and I'm going to take everything and put it in Bitcoin, and then shit.
That's a honeypot.
You get trust, and that's all of a sudden that's going to be, you know, with one power outage, you know, sure, you may still have your Bitcoin somewhere in some ledger that's, if the power grid ever comes back on, but in the meantime, you know, so I don't, it's why I'm so confused about all of this, which is why I just always felt good, okay, honey, if we're going to actually invest in anything, and maybe it's not the wisest investment, I don't know, but I'm like, let's just put a little extra to the house each month. Put a little extra to the house.
Yeah.
Got a bonus? Let's put it to the house. Because I remember when Bitcoin was low and I had a friend that got into it, maybe it was around a couple $1,000. And when it went up to about 16 or 15 or wherever it was before it took a dive, and I remember at that point in time feeling like such a dumbass. And why was I putting my money into my house? And then, boom, it all went away. And I could have been that guy that bought at like 16,000, you know? Now it's back to where it would have been. But you don't know. So I don't know if I invested 100,000 tomorrow in Bitcoin, if the next day it'd be worth, you know, 30,000 in a day.
Yeah. And the question is, do the powers that be have their finger on that? Do they have a piece of that?
They have to.
Do they control that? Yeah. Can they control
that?
It.
I don't understand it at all, you know. I really wish I were smarter in that area, and I need to go back and watch that video with John Jay again. Because when you're doing a show, you're not really focusing on the X's and O's. But I need to do that. So, all right, bro, I gotta get back to this guy.
Thanks, good rant last night. I'm glad you didn't have a meltdown after that.
An aneurysm.
And you did. Oh yeah, this finishing this off. Some technology updates. Because you know I'm always up to date on the technology. LBRY seems to work well. BitChute has an app now called BitSlide that actually works quite well. I don't like the BitChute website as much, but the app BitSlide works well. So if you can, I know we're using FacoTube. There's no issues there because it's my platform and you're using it and you're promoting it, which is great. But as a backup, just add those two, and we can just forget about YouTube. And I still think you should just do intro videos on YouTube. That's what you should use it for. Do an intro video. That's what Dollar Vigilante is doing, and I like that guy a lot. He said, look, here's the part on YouTube, and you start your video YouTube-friendly, and then you say, okay, we're now leaving the BitTube or YouTube. click below and carry on. And actually be a really good indicator to see how many real people are watching your YouTube, because if hardly anyone clicks, then you know that your numbers are probably not real people either.
Yeah, I was pleased this morning. I think the FakoTube video had like over 50 views just overnight.
Yeah. Right,
so,
exactly.
You know, I mean, people were clicking through. So, yeah, no, I think that's the right idea. That's a good idea. Just keep that. The only thing about library is it said that I needed to pay like $200 or something.
I don't think you got to pay anything. That's why I wasn't sure what you were showing me there. I just uploaded your video last night to library, and I uploaded it from my phone. So
yeah, but to be able to get an account to upload, I mean, I signed up for an account, but then it says you need to start a channel. So
I didn't pay a dime. I'm not sure what that means.
Okay. I'll go recheck
yeah,
all that. So it's probably user error.
That and BitChute.
Okay.
Now that I found a good app for BitChute called BitSlide that seems real to work. So I would library BitSlide and FakoTube, just chuck them all there at the same time. And that way people, and if you want to stream, you can use FakoTube, you can use the other program, and you can also use Restreamio to do all the platforms at once. Get that going. So that's my recommendation, Technology Talk. Over and out.
All right, brother. Okay, we'll see you, man.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, brother.
Hey, bro, I think I missed your call, and I'm calling you back.
Oh.
I think you want to talk about your daughters.
Yeah, I was just, that I had just gotten that, and I was like, my goodness, this is the spell that they are under. You know, it's basically that they just want to be, they want to protect other people, and they're doing it out of love, and I had.
How old is that daughter?
She's
daughter?
25. 25.
Okay.
25.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's the one, she's my buddy, you know, she's the one that we just always were very tight. And so it was just disheartening to me. I mean, it really took me I rarely go to a dark place, but it took me to a dark place because I'm like, I just want to, I mean, I'm telling you, man, the thoughts in my head about, you know, whether it's Newsom or Fauci or any of these people, you know, I believe this is going to go so far that there's going to be some point in time where people break and that are going to, like, I know that they were, people were marching outside, you know, the dude in Governor Newsom's house. At what point in time are they just going to go in and lynch the fucker, you know?
I know. These guys must have an army protecting them. Although there was a video in Jeff, I love Jeff Dollar Vigilante, although I hope he's wrong about all his extreme views. I kind of like him, but I really hope he's wrong, but I'm not sure he's wrong, so I just keep listening anyway. I like his style. And he was showing a video of the governor of New Jersey chawing down on his food, and someone confronted him in the restaurant.
Yeah.
I thought, aren't these guys really so dense, or are they so convinced that people are not upset about this? Do they think they have the majority with them? I guess they do. That they're not worried for their own personal safety, because these people are killing people. And I know in the U.S. you guys haven't had a second payment for the direct to taxpayer payment from the federal government. You guys just had one. So those people must be getting really hungry and desperate, all these small businesses and non corporate, non-big box store employees.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was thinking about that today. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, I feel so fortunate that I have a good job. And I'm just like thinking about these people, these poor people who don't. I mean, what are they doing to survive? I mean,
what about those lineups in Texas for food? Those car lineups, they're miles long. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Do you have that in Florida?
I haven't seen that at all, and I haven't watched it, so I've missed that. And are we sure that it's not fake?
I don't know. It looks real to me. I'll go with it looks real. And there is Dodger Stadium parking lot was converted into a Corona testing center, and because everyone is in their cars in Los Angeles, there were huge lineups to get into the drive-through.
That's for a testing center. You were saying about.
Yeah, that's for testing. Yeah, the other one was for food in Texas. I've seen that one for a couple weeks. I don't know if it's the same one or it's a fresh one or what's going on.
Wow. I don't know, bro. It's just, but I mean, this is literally, like I shared that in Telegram just to show people the spell, you know? And
oh yeah, I know.
I mean, this is my little buddy that we're, I don't know, man. I'm just.
Does she sit at the Uncle Odd little children's table?
Does she?
Yeah, does she sit with you at the Uncle Odd children's table?
No, she's with the adults, bro, obviously.
No, but in the past, has she ever?
She's never, ever been one. She is so disinterested in any of this stuff. She's just an artist. I mean, think about a free-spirited artist, you know? Go along, get along. I mean, about half of the people in art school are gay or have pink hair and nose rings or are dressed
goth.
And
there's no room for them in a technocracy, by the way.
No, there sure isn't, is there?
No.
There sure isn't. Well, that's why they're trying to, you know, that's why they're all donning the Black Lives Matter gear and going out and trying to be relevant, you know?
Oh, I see.
No relevant.
Interesting.
Anywhere else. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look back when all of that rioting was happening, it was like the giant percentage were white kids that looked like, you know, they belonged in art school.
Yeah, because half the Starbucks closed down and they're out of a job.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But, I don't know.
What do you think is going to happen with all the empty downtown real estate? Apparently, the city of Toronto, which is a big holder of real estate leases in Toronto for all their people, the bureaucracy, they said that 95% of their staff love working at home. So they're going to release all their leaseholds. What are they going to do with all these buildings for next year and the year after?
I'll tell you exactly what they're going to do to those. Exactly what they're doing. Because they're doing it to buildings near our corporate headquarters. They're turning them into high-end condos. So now you have these fantastic condos right in the middle of downtown, and if you're wealthy enough, you know, it's premium real estate, and there's just so much wealth, like in New York City, those things will fly off the shelf. That's theory A that I think is probably what's going to happen. B is they're just going to reconfigure all of them to be smart city room size so that they'll then be able to release those where you can get a whopping 300 square feet of your own space at a reasonable, you know, $500 a month if you have, if you're updated with all of your vaccines and your
programs. Oh yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, everything is going to be relegated, 100% surveillance. And there are going to be people
wow.
just happier than a pig in shit that they have right downtown Manhattan, 300 square feet. It's so awesome, man. It's everything.
Why does anyone want to live in a downtown like a Manhattan if there's no offices
job
there to go to work in? Yeah. Isn't that the point of living near the big cities? You don't have to commute, because that's how they sold it here in Toronto.
That's a valid point, but let's think that through. So now you have a lot of these people who love that downtown action, right? That now they can literally work from their 300 square feet room. They'll just zoom
yeah.
in. So they don't have to, they're wherever they live is going to be their office. So that's pretty cool. So why not
yeah,
live
okay.
where, right?
I'm just not sure what kind of action there's going to be in a downtown New York. I'm guessing it's going to come back to life. I read today that de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, is setting up checkpoints everywhere in New York City, pedestrian checkpoints. Man, this science fiction thriller, dystopian horror movie is, I can't believe they're going through with all this. They have
know,
to have
dude.
The people on their side, though. The people must be on side. They have to be.
It is.
Although,
it has
a nice sign of life here in Toronto, a guy opened up his meat restaurant, or his, I can't remember what he sells there, but he just said, I'm opening up. Forget the takeout. You can sit in. He doesn't have much space anyway to sit in, but he just said, I'm staying open, you can come dine, and he got hundreds of people coming out. It was a pretty great showing for probably a pretty small little restaurant in an industrial area, so that was cool.
Wow,
that was in Toronto.
That's awesome.
That
I mean,
was a great sign.
At bottom, the only way you're going to beat this back is if everyone just stops the nonsense.
I know.
I have zero faith in that. I have zero faith in that. There are way more of my daughters out there than there are
yeah.
people like you and me. Way more. Jesus. It's like,
well,
I'm reminded
90%.
Every time I go to the grocery store, I am reminded, because I'm looking, bro. I'm looking for the non-masker who I can go say hi to and smile and shake their hand. They aren't there. They just are not there. And it boggles my mind. Are there, I was even thinking about if somebody said, why aren't you wearing a mask? I was in a mood today. I think I would have said this, because I'm a hell of a lot smarter than you are. And just walk away.
Yeah. Yeah, but where's that going to get you? Yeah, I made my common sense comment to somebody, and I don't know what she thinks of that comment from weeks ago, but I guess it was an insult to her because it's implying she has no common sense. Well, you got to be careful with people. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she asked, why don't you wear a mask? Because I said, I have CS. And you could see how that could be an insult that you don't, that implies you don't have common sense. Although she has to wear it because that's the rules and regulations of her terms of employment, which is how they catch you everywhere. Even though, yeah, it's a forced medical intervention. But who is going to bother researching and do that? Not too many people. That's a real catch-22.
Right.
Everyone is such a catch-22, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's astonishing.
Well, I feel badly about your daughter. she would be a great test case for trying to flip to the other side of how you get ill, the nature of illness, if she's willing to listen.
But she's not. Keep in mind, her mom has lupus, so she feels like she is, that she put it this way, if there's a little bit slight risk that this is true, you know, she loves her mama so much, you know, I mean, there's no way that she's going to go against the narrative.
Yeah, well, I know. And that holds true for seniors as well. You don't want to get mom sick, do you? You don't want to get dad sick. You know, they're seniors and they're vulnerable. You don't want that on your head your whole life, do you? How can you fight that?
It's very difficult. Very difficult. But, you know, that's the operating reality, and that's what we're up against, this brainwashing. I tell you, the single best thing that these druids have done is coin the term asymptomatic carrier.
Oh, yeah.
Then, you know, if they didn't do that, then it would be really simple. Look, if you don't have symptoms, you're not sick. You don't need to wear a mask, you know?
The only way we ever know we are sick is when we can't do our normal thing and we feel real well.
Hey, bro, somebody's at the front door. I got to run.
Bye.
My dogs are going nuts. All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay.
Please hold while I try to locate the person you're calling.
Hey, buddy.
How are you, man?
Oh, I'm in the snow today. Go look at the radar. Go look at the Toronto.
Oh, wow. Wow. Are you pretty good at driving in the snow?
Well, I'm okay. The others I'm worried about, and I can't do much about them.
That's a good point.
It's avoiding them hitting me more than anything. That's what I'm most afraid of.
Yep.
Somebody spinning out or just right. Drifting my way and then I can't react. So today will be a big day for crashes, usually is on the first snow, because you get all those new Canadians up here.
Yep.
They've never seen it. I've never seen snow, a lot of new Canadians. It's a novelty.
Yeah. Any update on your daughter?
Oh, thanks for asking. I haven't called for the lunchtime blood report, but we're learning how to use... I'm wearing a mask today because it's actually cold and snowy. I actually have a real reason to wear a ski mask.
Well, see, that's exactly when you wear one, Ab.
I know. It's so funny, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm supposed to wear this in the daytime when it's warm out. Today it makes sense because the wind is blowing and it's snowing and it's cold, but, yeah, it's funny.
Now, do these mask Nazis allow just, like, a regular ski mask?
Well, I don't see why they wouldn't. Why wouldn't they? Yeah. I could wear a gas mask from World War II, I'm pretty sure. My daughter, she's okay. She's just learning how to use needles and blood. You know how much those strips are to read the blood sugar?
No, how much?
A buck each. A buck.
Holy moly.
And you gotta do it four times a day, so you can do some quick math there. I don't know if it's covered. I'm gonna find out real soon. I'm guessing it is, however.
It has to be covered in Canada, right? I thought you guys covered everything there.
Well, we don't have a national drug plan, so that's not quite true.
Oh, I see.
They pay for basic stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation that we need to learn.
Oh, I'm sure that, there is, because I'm pretty much thinking nothing's free.
Well, yeah, so normally if you have a drug plan through work, or if you have to pay out of your pocket like me, being self-employed, then they would cover it up to whatever those limits are. And because none of us in my family are on drugs, I don't have a drug plan.
Yeah.
And I pay out of my own pocket for the dentist. But now we'll have to see what her coverage is through university.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. But either way, they make big money. They make big money, these drug companies. You can see where the money comes from.
Oh, I know. I know.
The money is quite a... I don't think there's a great reason for them to be $1.08. For instance, today, I believe she fouled three of them, because if you don't land the blood drop on the strip right, you have to throw it out. So she was having trouble. It's not the easiest thing to do at the beginning, I'm sure.
Right.
Drop of blood on the strip, and it's just, you know, if it was me, I would be just so aggravated to have to do this all day long, every day. I really feel quite poorly for her.
Yeah, I do too.
But I really appreciate your interest. I don't even know if she's watched your video yet, because she's interesting. I said, please watch his video. He worked really hard on it. So everyone else watches it, so she doesn't like to be told what to do. And
kind of like her dad.
I
know. Kind of like her dad, right?
She is stubborn.
No, that's, it does not matter, and I didn't work hard on it. It was an easy, fun thing to do, so.
No, she will. She will eventually, but she has a lot. I don't really want to push her, because she has so many minor things to keep alive that she has to do. I think it's really important.
Well, I would flip that. I would say she has so many major things to reacclimate to. I mean,
staying alive is extremely important.
It sometimes is. Yeah, it sometimes is. Kind of.
Yeah.
Sometimes we lose that perspective and do stupid shit, but, you know, usually, you know, it's good to keep in mind. As I'm driving by this 25-year-old in his big, like, M95 face mask driving. Jeez.
I know. It's everywhere. I just posted some great videos on FakoTube.
I saw some.
They're such great. They're little mini-movies. I don't know who is doing them. I don't know if the guy's YouTube channel is doing them or he found them somewhere. I'm not sure. Well, it says the name of the guy at the end of the video. I didn't quite see the name, so I'm not sure who it is. But really, now there's some great stuff to send around. 3-minute videos saying, this is dystopia. And doesn't that look a lot like what you're in now? And does that bother you?
Now, is that what you just, because I had pulled up your fakeologist.com. I've been reading that, Dad, and I saw 3 minutes.
Oh, yay! Yes. I always put them on both places, FakoTube and Fakeologist. So,
got it. Because
a lot of people go to FakoTube, but they won't find the video, because if they don't know what it's about, then they won't necessarily look at it. So I try and put a little bit of description.
No, that's good. I think that's smart. That's smart. So what do you think, Uncle Odd, getting a Dear John letter from Costco?
Yeah, well, I thought we. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. But you know, that's where I'm torn on these things, because I know it's public accommodation, but I just at this point I believe that the corporations know that they have more power than the government. This is the problem. They know. They think that though. That's the problem.
Right. That's why it's going to take some lawsuits. So John Jay wants me to sue for breach of contract, and we're going to integrate an NOL into that as well, we're going to beat back the fact that I couldn't record, and we're going to call into evidence. The reason why I was recording was I was trying to, in advance, make certain that my rights as a disabled person were covered. So we'll hit that chord. And then, I trust John will weave this in legally so that it's,
yeah.
So that it's really, you know.
Now, is that true that you weren't allowed to record? Did you check that?
Oh, no, that's their interpretation. But I am allowed to record because, it's a two party state unless
right.
you are in public or if it is reasonably assured that your conversation may be overheard by others. You tell me talking to them at the entrance of a Costco, don't you think that that's reasonably,
oh, yeah.
you know, understood that that would be overheard by others? So,
well, you make sure of it.
But they know that too, or they would have been way more aggressive in their letter. They would have, you know, put me on notice that I violated, you know, that they're going to terminate my membership and sue me for wrongful, you know, for whatever act it is. I can't even remember what it's called. But, no, I did nothing illegal there. So that'll
come out.
No, I
didn't think so.
That'll come out. And we're going to ask for a jury trial.
Good. Now, I listened to the Crow episode you recommended about gemstones and the guy that's been... That kind of threw me off a bit. What's your... You listened to the second half. What's your assessment?
God, I can't even remember that. There's been so many legal things that have happened in between. All I know is that guy knows his shit. But I don't know. I'm going to defer on that. I'll have to go back and,
Because he gave the impression that the judges are up to date and some of them know what to do, and they let a couple of these NOLs go through, or these common law cases, they let some go through, but
that they become chum for sharks later?
Maybe. He just didn't say, he made it seem like they've got this game locked up tight. I'm not sure he's right, but that's what he said.
Yeah, the second part went in more into Gemstone University. On what you can really do to escape. So his was the first hour. Now it's coming to me. The first hour was what can happen to you if you just play footsie with this common law stuff, and basically saying that, you know, he has a lot, especially when it comes to IRS. He said he has a lot of people he knows who even were his mentors, who are now serving 20 years in jail. So,
what?
Yeah. So he said that, you know, we learn along the way, and you don't just play footsie with it. You have to kind of go all in. But that's the thing with this app. It's like to do all of that. I mean, that's an entirely different level of commitment of just what you're sacrificing, you know, just your day-to-day. I mean, it would be a perfect world if you could get out of the system and live your life that way. But, you know, I don't give a shit what you do. I think these days they're laying down. Nobody's going to escape it. I mean, it's like they've given stores like Costco and Sprouts and any others, they've given them all the assurances that you just be friends with the state, do what we tell you, and you'll be just fine. You don't worry about a darn thing. And I heard this, and I can't remember where, but we need to at least keep it on our front burner in our minds, that somehow these governors who got funds, that if they go back on their mask mandates or if they go back on any of these orders, the state has to pay back all of the funds received.
Yeah, now, I know.
I don't
They got the states by the balls. The states are in a bad situation with their money all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I think it was, I used to listen to the Hagman Report back in my Alex Jones days, and then it got to be too much for me there. It was all about the Chinese. Chinese are coming, and you better, you know, buy silver and stock up on food and call 1-800 number, you know. So they just lost credibility with me, but they had a guest on that I was interested in, and in that, and it was one of the recent on the Hagman Report, and he's the one who talked about this, that it was that the states are in a bind, because even if a governor wanted to go back on it, if they did, they'd have to pay every penny back, and they can't do that.
I know.
So,
and if they don't agree with it, they don't get any relief. And yeah, people are probably all acting the same way as other people. So even if the state said you're free to open, they must be, the businesses probably are hurting because the people believe in the boogie virus and they're not patronizing these businesses. So they're probably still losing money.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's crazy how people still believe in this boogie virus. Just crazy. Just boggles my mind. I mean, it's just...
Where are they going to get info to not believe it, though? Think about it. You and I are plugged in. But where's the average person going to get info that it's not out there?
They can't now.
And they're getting the opposite 20 times a day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they get it from their Uncle Odd family members who they discounted a long time ago, you know.
Who they might not talk about or talk to about these things.
Absolutely. I avoid these subjects with my family like the plague. I don't talk about it.
Well, my family avoids me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true.
One of them just said, stop sending me these links. I don't look at them.
He told me that.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. All right, bro. I gotta scoot. I just got home and I gotta feed the dogs.
All right. Enjoy.
All right, brother. See ya.
Take care. Bye-bye.